Well, come on down to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where producer Raymond and Odie Coyote got the power. We'll spin the tunes that'll make you dance all night. Serving up some country hits, oh, it's a real delight. Grab your drink, join the crowd, let the good times roll. Classic honky tonk to the songs. Producer Raven's on the beats making the speakers boom. And Odie Coyote's on the mic singing like there's no tomorrow. Raise a glass, let's toast to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where the party never stops, it's a real country power. So put on your boots, let's two-step through the night. At the Bar Talk Happy Hour, we're gonna do it right.
Welcome everybody to the final episode of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. How you doing? My name is Odie Coyote. It is a bittersweet night, but we are gonna celebrate it like it's just any other show.
You mean like 1999?
Yeah, like 1999. We're going to honky-tonk like it's 1999 and Brooks and Dunn are tearing up the radio charts. How about that? No, we still have all the great music that you guys know and love for the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm super humbled right now. I've got a mix of emotions about me today, and it's just bittersweet. We've been doing this show for like 3 years now.
I know.
It's just been amazing. All the growth that we received, all the syndicates that we've gotten. We did not start the show out to be a syndicate show. It aired on our home station, which is KMXC, Mixed Country 106. And you guys will still be able to hear the old podcasts and all that if you head over there to MixedCountry106.com. That's our parent station. We'll talk all about all the rest of the stuff as it comes time for last call, I guess, here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Yep.
Man. How are you feeling, Raven? You've been producing this show almost since the beginning.
I know. We'll talk later on it.
I guess we will.
Yeah.
But we're going to have this show be filled with lots of fun. Not any serious news, not any drama, not anything about Jelly Roll or the halftime show. This one, we're going to go back to our roots. We're going to give you guys some classic bar stories. Can't wait to share those. Our feature artist, our final feature artist ever, is Adam Warren with This Old Truck. We're also going to have a list of all the great interviews we've done with you, with our country artist over the years. And so can't wait to share that with you. And right now we're going to kick off this show with a really great song. Check it out right here. Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, Odie Coyote. Man, you gotta love that. by Neil McCoy. You know, we were talking about throwing it back to the good old 90s honky tonk. That was definitely a toe stepper, or boots, toe tapper back in the day. You know what else? I could talk. It's my last show. I gotta get through it.
You didn't sneak behind scenes, did you?
I might have.
Oh, gosh.
Get this. All right. Bar Stories of Reddit. This was a huge, huge success for us back in the day. And I have three more bar stories to share with you because these were some of our biggest hits ever. All right. A former bartender recounts working a poorly organized, low-class re-wedding where tips were terrible and the atmosphere was uncomfortable. Well, any re-wedding is always going to be uncomfortable. I hate to tell you that, but you know. The groom's middle school son stood out as bright and personable, chatting with the bartender throughout the night. As the reception went on, the wedding party heavily used commemorative shot glasses, and by the end, the groom was extremely drunk and nearly passed out with his children tried to keep him awake. That's a great look for dad of the year, isn't it? When the bartender returned the groom's leftover shot glass, the bride's daughter pleaded not to give it back because he would drink more. The son then quietly took the glass to prevent his father from continuing. The moment deeply affected the bartender, reminding them of their own broken home and making them question their job. Absolutely. If you've got to the point where you drink so heavily, your kids are having to take away the shot glass, you got a problem, my friend. You need to get help and you need to step up for those kids. That is just the hard truth. We always say this on the show, and this ties in beautifully to the message we say at the very end of every show, and we're going to say it again tonight. Drinking ain't the sin. Being drunk is. Get your freaking life together. You owe it to your children. You owe it to your family and those around you. You think alcohol doesn't hurt people. Guess what? It does. It absolutely does. And you have to do the responsible thing. There is always room to have a good time. I am not here. This show was built on helping people have a good time as they get ready to go out to the bar. But there is a freaking line you don't cross. And that line is getting drunk, especially in front of your wife and children. You have to be the role model for them. You have to be the example. So step up, put the bottle down, and go get help. All right. Sorry to get deep like that very quick, but Raven pulled that one out, and those type of stories always get me. So here's another story. One time, an off-duty cop was in the bar drinking with his buddies. He left his loaded gun in the bathroom on the table. An old woman went in next and came out pale as a ghost and terrified at what she found. We put it in the safe and called the cops. He came back in and tried to argue with the manager to get it back, quote, because he would get in trouble. We did not give it back. Had uniformed officer come in and get it. I assume it was his buddy and covered his ass as nothing ever came of it. That's sad. I'm sorry, but cops have a higher standard that they have to measure up to. You just do. You know, society already has negative opinions about a lot of police officers because of some bad knuckleheads who made some really poor decisions and took the badge way too far and overstepped their power and authority. Moving on to our last story here. This user says, quote, I was out drinking with a friend and we had too much. Our waiter was a rounded guy and funny as all night. I can't say it. Funny AF all night. Finally, he sat down next to my friend and asked if she thought he was handsome. She was polite and said, of course. To which he replied, you're cut off. We paid and also gave him a 40% tip and called for a taxi. Awesome night. Careful who you say is cute. All right, guys, we got a lot more, including your feature topic of the week, and we're going to share with you all the artists that we've ever interviewed. We got a huge list, and I just want to give a shout out to all of them as well, and our feature artist as well, Adam Warren, all coming up. So stick around right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Keep it clicked right here. We'll be right back with more on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
What a great song to air on our final show of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. That was Dear Country Music by Mike Ryan. Amen to that. That is what this show has been all about from the beginning. Country music and supporting the artist and helping you guys at home have a great night and a great time. And we've gotten the chance to interview some amazing people. I'm going to dive right into this list. And many of these people, we've had the pleasure of interviewing not once, not twice, but as much as three times on the show over the past 3 years, and we've been super blessed to have them. So with no further ado, here we go. Here's all the people we've interviewed on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. We've interviewed Chuck Weimer three times. Good friend of mine. Love the dude. Thomas Michael Riley, Jack Nelson, Randy Seymour. We've also interviewed three times on the show. Jarrett Ray Reddick of Bowling for Soup, who went Texas country. We've interviewed him twice. Kelly Green, Cameron James Smith, Jeremy Parsons, we've interviewed him twice. The rising megastar in the Texas country music scene right now, Tristan Robertson. We've also interviewed Creed Fisher, Ken Foe, Madam Radar, Cela Harper, Grit and Glory, and The Great Divide. Raven forgot that one. We've interviewed The Great Divide twice. And I'm sure we're missing others as well. The Four Sixes. With Grit and Glory, that was the last one. That was a good interview, and we've been so blessed. And if I missed anybody, Raven did her due diligence. We went through like every video, every post we've ever done, and tried to find everybody. But I'm sure we've missed some. I'm sure of it. This list feels too small to me. But I honestly just want to say, guys, from the bottom of my heart, I love doing the show. I loved being here. I loved telling the funny stories, giving you guys honest opinions. Such an outlet for me as a host. I've been broadcasting since 2009. I've been on the radio. I've been dreaming of even being on the radio since I was just a little boy, 7 years old. And I literally didn't, my mom worked three jobs. So my free time in the 90s, I had my radio, I had like three radios. And I would sit, I could sit and listen to the radio for like 4 to 6 hours, guys. And I just dreamed one day of getting to be on the radio and getting to talk to fans just like you. And I just love entertaining people. I love making people happy. That's why I do this show. Raven has been my faithful companion. She's also my wife, my beautiful wife. And none of this would have been possible without her. For the past year and a half, she has been the dedicated producer for this show. There's so much effort that goes into this show every single week. It's about 10 hours just to produce 1 hour of content. Raven and I both put in about 5 hours each for each of us to make this show happen. And to say goodbye to the 16 plus affiliates that we've had, the thousands of views that we get every week on our podcast, to say goodbye to the thousands of people that listen to us on the radio, it was partially a financial decision. We aren't making money at this. We never charge stations to air the show. We never ever had a fee. We've always just given it of ourselves. And the money was always secondary. But unfortunately, that and we have time commitments. My wife and I have been desperately trying to have a baby for the past 6 months. And we've been really, really struggling with that. And we want to make more time for the family. We want to make more time for our son. And that also drove this decision. So it has nothing to do with the show, it being successful or not, or anything like that. It was a bit financial because we just refused to ever charge stations money to air the show. And it was a family decision as well. And so
it's bittersweet.
It's very bittersweet.
Yeah.
And, but thank you to everybody, who's given of their time, who's sent us kind messages, to all the artists and the promoters that have supported us, that have given of their time, to be featured on the show. We really, really, really appreciate it, guys. Now, just a housekeeping note, bartalkhappyhour.com is going to go offline on Monday. That's this coming up Monday. What would that be, Raven? March 2nd, I believe. I think it's March 2nd. March 2nd. So March 2nd, 2026, the website, bartalkhappyhour.com, will go offline. However, if you want to hear old shows, they should still be available on podcasts. We're just not going to be adding any new ones. And you can always check us out on our home station. That's mixcountry106.com. And on Saturdays, if you love the music that we play here, we play this exact same music on our station, mixcountry106.com. Go check out the honky-tonk music there. Our feature artist this week is Adam Warren with This Old Truck, and I'm so sorry I ran out of time to give his bio, but check it out right now and go stream him online. We'll be back with your concerts and goodbye right after this.
You keep it clicked here, and we'll be right back with more on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
That is Sunny Sweeney with Bad Girl Phase, her live cut of that song. I love Sunny Sweeney. I love her song, Please Be San Antonio. That one really turned me on. And I love her. And so I thought I had to include a Sunny Sweeney song on the Bar Talk Happy Hour for our final show. Guys, I felt bad earlier because I didn't get to read the feature artist bio that I always read every week. And so I made time in our final break to make sure I did that. So our feature artist, I hope you enjoyed his song, Adam Warren with This Old Truck. Adam Warren spent 12 years pursuing his dream as a professional supercross racer, rising from traveling in beat-up truck to becoming a factory rider under stadium lights. When his racing career ended, he faced the challenge of redefining himself beyond the sport. Music had always been a quiet passion in his life, but racing left little room to pursue it fully. After retiring, he committed to country music, writing honest songs about hardship, growth, heartbreak, and the journey that shaped him. His song, This Old Truck, reflects on the vehicle that carried him through the races, long drives, personal struggles, and pivotal life moments. More than just a truck, it symbolizes time, memories, mistakes, and the pieces of our past we continue to carry with us. While he once chased checkered flags, Adam is now chasing a dream that reaches beyond. beyond the finish line. Hope you guys love that song. Aaron Warren, This Old Truck, go check them out. And now we're on our final break here, guys. We got our final list of concerts. I hope you guys go check these out. On March 20th, go check out Flatland Calvary in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. On the 21st, Casey Donahue and Priscilla Block going to be in New Mexico. I'm butchering that, as I always do with these concerts. On the 22nd, go check out Chris Cagle in San Diego, California. All right, guys, this is it. This is the final goodbye. This is our last segment of the show. We have one more song after this. I just, again, I can't stop expressing just how grateful I am. You guys mean a lot. The stations who carry us mean a lot to me. I can't even tell you how many countless hours we've put into this thing just because we believed in something. We believed in helping and cheering other people up. And I just the love that we've had and knowing that this is not my last time behind the microphone. Again, you can check us out, mixcountry106.com. On Saturdays, we do Honky Tonk Saturdays, and you'll still hear this, and you'll still get to hear me, not in the same format, not in the same long-form content that we do here with the music and all that too, but you still get to have that little bit of that experience, and I'd love to have you reach out to us there and send us your love and support. And again, thank you guys all so very, very much. Remember, as always, guys, I'm going to say this one final time. Drinking isn't the sin. Being drunk is. I hope you guys go to church. I hope you guys find the Lord. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He died on a cross for us. And as we get close, as right now when we end this, we're getting close into the Advent season. I hope you guys recognize that. With all my heart, guys, I love you so much. For producer Raven and I, take care and God bless. And thank you for listening to the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.